Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of Zika virus infection found under the infectious disease section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 26-year-old man presents to his primary care physician for weakness in his legs. He had recently spent spring break in the Caribbean exploring jungles and caves and had multiple bug bites from this trip. He recalls a febrile illness with an itchy rash and conjunctivitis that occurred shortly after this trip. A few days ago, he experienced bilateral weakness in his extremities with occasional foot drop and difficulty walking. He reports no difficulty breathing. On physical exam, he has no fever and no rash. His lower extremities have depressed bilateral deep tendon reflexes and 3 out of 5 strength. His sensation is intact. He is admitted for monitoring and treatment for this complication of a viral illness. Let's continue with an introduction to Zika virus infection. As a reminder, the Zika virus is classified as an enveloped, positive-sense, single-stranded RNA flavivirus. It is transmitted by the Aedes mosquito and can be vertically or sexually transmitted. Conditions that are associated include microcephaly and Guillain-Barré syndrome. In terms of the epidemiology, this is more common in tropical and subtropical climates. It is seen in Central and South America and the Caribbean. Risk factors include mosquito exposure, travel to endemic areas, and sexual exposure to others who have traveled to endemic areas. In terms of the pathogenesis, the Zika virus replicates in skin cells, such as keratinocytes and fibroblasts, which then undergo cell death. The virus spreads via blood and induces an innate immune response. It may potentially penetrate through the placental barrier, leading to teratogenicity. Moving on to the presentation. Symptoms of Zika virus infection include that it may have a pruritic rash, it may cause miscarriage, there may be arthralgias, headaches, and hematospermia in males. On exam, Zika virus infection will demonstrate conjunctival injection, low-grade fever, and a macular or papular rash. If it is vertically transmitted to the fetus, this may present with congenital microcephaly, intracranial calcifications, and ocular lesions. In terms of further studies, labs may demonstrate serum or urine Zika virus immunoglobulin M. This is often the initial test, and one should screen in pregnant women with risk factors during the first and second trimester. A serum or urine reverse transcriptase polymerase chain reaction is a confirmatory test if the IgM is positive. And when making the diagnosis, remember that this is based on clinical presentation and laboratory studies. With regards to the differential, make sure to think about dengue fever. This will have distinguishing factors where patients often present with signs of hemorrhage and without conjunctivitis. With regards to treatment, conservative options include supportive care. This is indicated for all patients. Specific modalities include hydration, pain control, and antipyretic medications. Complications related to Zika virus include permanent neurologic damage and Guillain-Barré syndrome. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that most infections are actually asymptomatic. If symptomatic, the disease will occur 3 to 12 days after exposure, and typically the disease is self-limited. If it is vertically transmitted, the fetuses often have microcephaly, intracranial calcifications, and cerebral malformations. That's all for this review about Zika virus infection. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in, We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.